Welcome to the deep dive, everybody. We are diving deep today into property investment using Dragos's Property Success Masterclass as our guide.
Awesome.
This masterclass is all about real-world results, you know, cutting through the jargon and getting to the good stuff. And that's exactly what we're doing here today, extracting those golden nuggets of wisdom so you can walk away with actionable insights.
Yeah, and it's a really relevant topic right now, especially with how much the demand for property keeps growing as the population does.
Absolutely, yeah. Dragos kicks things off in the masterclass with this quote from Andrew Carnegie. 90% of all millionaires become so through owning real estate.
Why do you think he chose to open with that?
Well, I think it really sets the tone for everything he talks about, right? It's that idea that real estate, when done right, is like this incredible tool for building wealth.
Yeah, it's like a foundation.
And that's what Dragos wants people to do, to empower them. Yeah, makes sense. And it's important to note that Dragos, he has an impressive background himself. We're talking finance, startups, investments across real estate, blockchain, even hospitality. He's not just an armchair expert, he's actively involved.
Totally. And that's what I think makes this masterclass stand out. It's all rooted in real experience, you know? He's actually out there doing these things, not just talking about them.
Right, walking the walk. One of his big messages in the masterclass is to start small, but dream big. So even if it's just a side hustle, maybe related to a hobby or something you enjoy, but there's some income potential there, that small income can snowball into something huge over time.
For sure. It's about taking that first step, which so many people get stuck on, you know? They overthink it, get afraid to start small, and they never actually get going at all.
Yeah.
Dragos is all about taking action.
Momentum, yeah. And he actually shares this incredible story in the masterclass about a property that he negotiated down to a quarter of its price, and then he turned around and got a sevenfold return on it.
Yeah, that story says it all about his mindset, doesn't it? Seeing opportunity where other people just see obstacles.
Mm.
And that's like such a crucial skill for anyone who wants to build wealth, especially in real estate.
Right. But it's not just about being like blindly optimistic, right? There must have been some practical steps he took, some method to his madness to make that happen.
Oh, absolutely. That's where the deep dive part really comes in. Dragos emphasizes the importance of research, doing your due diligence, understanding the local market.
Yeah.
He probably saw some potential in that property that others missed and had the confidence to negotiate.
So it wasn't just dumb luck.
No, not at all. He was prepared.
Okay, so there is a method to the madness. And that's good to know. He also talks about, in the masterclass, his philosophy of aiming for more than you can chew. He actually set this goal for himself of acquiring 100 properties.
Yeah, that's ambitious.
Super ambitious. He didn't quite get there. He ended up with 32 properties, but I mean,
that's still impressive.
That's still a huge achievement.
Sure.
And I think the point is that having that ambitious goal really fueled his actions. And, you know, even if you fall short of your initial crazy goal, the journey itself can lead to some really amazing success.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's inspiring, right? What else stood out to you about his approach in the masterclass?
Let me think. Oh, he's a big believer in open discussion and learning from different sources.
Yeah.
He actually talks about how the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad really resonated with him because it, like, validated a lot of what he already knew, especially the ideas about assets that appreciate in value and actually generate income for you.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic. For our listeners who might not be familiar with that book, can you break down those types of assets and why they're so important?
Sure. Essentially, Rich Dad, Poor Dad argues that you build wealth by acquiring assets that actually put money in your pocket. So things like rental properties or stocks that pay dividends, even a business that generates cash flow.
Yeah.
It's about having those assets work for you.
So passive income, essentially.
Exactly. Okay. Even while you're sleeping.
Right. Wouldn't relying on just one book, though, kind of limit your perspective?
That's the thing. Dragos didn't just rely on one book. He's all about learning from wherever you can.
Yeah.
You know, he even found this super valuable pricing strategy from, get this, a free online course.
Wow.
It wasn't about some expensive program. It was about being open.
So it's not about a specific book or a course. It's about that mindset of continuous learning.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that pricing strategy he learned, it was about maintaining prices with strategic discounts instead of just doing straight price reductions.
Interesting. What's the benefit of that?
Well, when you just slash your prices, it can make your product or service look, I don't know, kind of cheap, maybe less valuable in the eyes of the customer.
Oh, I see.
But if you can keep the original price point, and then you offer those strategic discounts like limited time offers or bundles, it creates more urgency. People feel like they're getting a better deal.
Ah, so there's some psychology at play there. That's clever.
Right. And it leads to one of Dragos' core ideas, which is that knowledge is only powerful when you actually put it into action.
Makes sense. It's one thing to read about real estate or pricing strategies, but actually putting that knowledge to work, that's a whole other challenge.
Yeah, he really stresses the importance of actually doing something with what you learn.
Execution.
Right. It's not just about filling your head with information.
Right. And he finds value in every little interaction, every learning experience, even the ones that don't seem relevant on the surface.
Yeah, like you never know when a piece of information or a connection you make is going to come in handy.
So it's like intellectual curiosity about everything.
Yeah, he believes that any conversation, any experience could be a learning opportunity.
So we should always be looking for those aha moments.
Always.
That's really fascinating. But how do you sift through all of that information and figure out what's actually valuable?
Good question. And that's something we're going to explore in the next part of our deep dive. Well, it takes practice. Not every piece of information is going to be some like earth-shattering revelation.
Right.
But the more curious you are, the more you'll start to develop this sense of what actually matters for you, for your goals.
So it's active learning, not just absorbing everything.
Yeah, exactly. You got to engage with the material, ask questions, make those connections. That's how you turn like random facts and figures into knowledge that you can actually use.
And that brings us back to Dragos. I mean, he didn't just become this successful investor overnight, right?
No way.
It was a process.
He started small, built momentum, kept learning. It sounds so simple, but
it's not easy.
It's not. He faced those challenges head on and always looked for ways to grow.
He's a walking example of what he teaches. Let's go back to that pricing strategy for a second, though. The one he learned in that free online course.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. It's a perfect example of how, like, a small tweak can make a huge difference. We talked about it earlier, but it's basically about holding your price point steady, but then offering strategic discounts.
Right.
Yeah. Or like limited time offers or bundling different products or services together, even things like loyalty programs.
So it's about adding value without just dropping your price. But how do you know which strategies will actually work?
That's where testing comes in. You know, you got to try different things, track your results, and then tweak things based on what you learn.
Okay, so there's no magic formula.
Not really. It's about being flexible and figuring out what works for your customers in your business.
And that all ties back to that mindset we were talking about, the open discussion, always learning.
Exactly. Dragos is always searching for new information, new ways to do things, and then he tests them out, gets feedback, and refines his approach.
He seems to really embrace those challenges, see them as a way to learn and grow.
Oh, definitely. Let's shift gears back to Rich Dad, Poor Dad for a minute, though.
Yeah.
Dragos mentions how reading that book really resonated with him, how it kind of confirmed a lot of what he already thought of how to build wealth.
Right. What were some of those key takeaways, the things that really stood out for him?
He was especially drawn to the idea of buying assets that actually generate income for you, assets that grow in value over time.
So passive income, essentially.
Right. And these assets work for you without you having to constantly put in more effort. It could be rental income from properties, dividends from stocks, or even profits from a business.
So it's about building a system where your money works for you, not the other way around.
Exactly. And that's where real estate can be such a powerful tool. A well-chosen property can generate income from rent, go up in value as time passes, and even give you some tax benefits.
But real estate is complicated, especially for someone who's just starting out. What advice does Dragos have for those people?
He always stresses education. Do your research, you know. Don't just jump into the first deal you see.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Learn how the market works, what the laws are, and try to connect with experienced investors who can help you along the way.
So it's about being informed, not just finding a property, but understanding everything that goes along with it.
Right. And he's a big believer in networking too. Connect with other investors, agents, contractors, anyone who can offer valuable insights.
It takes a village.
It really does. So it's not just about crunching numbers. It's about having the right mindset, the right strategy, and building a system that can actually grow your wealth over time. And, you know, that leads to another really important part of Dragos' approach.
All right. So we've talked about mindset, strategy, learning, taking action. What else is there? What's the secret sauce?
Patience. You can't rush this stuff. Dragos makes that really clear. Building wealth through real estate, it's a long game, not a quick win.
It's a marathon.
Exactly. It takes time to find the right properties, work out those deals, and then manage everything properly.
So it's not about getting rich quickly. It's about commitment.
It is. It really is. He's very clear about not chasing those quick profits or falling for those, you know, flashy trends.
Yeah.
It's about a steady, disciplined approach that's focused on the long term.
Makes sense. But how do you stay motivated when you're in it for the long haul like that, especially when you might not see those big results right away?
Well, that's where having a clear vision comes in. Knowing your why, you know, why are you doing this? What are your goals? What kind of life do you want to create for yourself, for your family?
So it's about having a purpose, something to drive you.
Yeah, and it goes back to that positive mindset we keep talking about.
Yeah.
It's not just about, like, being happy all the time. It's about having that vision and believing that you can actually achieve it. And then not giving up when things get tough.
Resilience, yeah. So it's a combination of practical strategies, financial smarts, and that mental game.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know what? One of the things I really appreciate about this masterclass is that those same principles, they can apply to pretty much any area of your life, not just real estate.
Oh, that's so true. Whether you're starting a business or just trying to get better with your personal finances, having that right mindset and strategy, and always being willing to learn and take action, that can help you reach any goal.
Absolutely. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one last thought from Dragos. He believes that every interaction we have, even the ones that seem small or unimportant, can teach us something.
He's all about finding those hidden gems, isn't he?
He is. So I want to challenge everyone listening to think back on their recent conversations. Was there anything that sparked an idea for you or a connection that felt meaningful in some way?
That's a great reminder to stay open to new possibilities, to see every conversation as a chance to learn. I mean, you never know, that random chat you had with someone at the coffee shop could be the start of your next big adventure.
Exactly. So stay curious, stay engaged, and keep your mind open to all the amazing things that are out there.
Great advice. And thank you all for joining us on this deep dive into the world of property investment and personal growth. We hope you learned some valuable insights from Dragos' Property Success Masterclass, and that you're feeling inspired to go after your dreams.